Hey, good morning. How are you? This is Pete Nero, and welcome to my podcast, Rants from Hell, Another Brain Crack. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being fans. As usual, thank you for listening. And here we are. I hope you're having a good day. This is kind of the beginning of November. And here's hoping to the rest of the year and next year being a little happier, healthier, safer, and fucking fun for everybody. So today I was going to do a little rant. I already recorded kind of a version of this on my YouTube channel. And you're always welcome to visit my YouTube channel. Just punch in Pete Nero. But for the audio part of the podcast today, which you can also find, you know what, just go to a Google, search it on Google, Pete Nero Rants from Hell, Another Brain Crack, and you'll find my podcast. So I was thinking the other day when I recorded the YouTube version of it, of asshole bosses, or asshole piece of shit motherfucker cocksucker bosses, I think is what I cut it down to, the title being asshole bosses. Just wanted to talk a little bit about some asshole bosses I've had. I'm sure you've all had asshole bosses. I mean, you know, I've had a lot of bosses, worked at a lot of places over, well, past few decades. I've had some great bosses, had some okay bosses, and I had some fucking horrible fucking, my God. You know what, everybody's boss can be bad. Everybody's boss can be irritating or unreasonable, that kind of thing. But I'm talking about like a colossal piece of shit boss that is like, I don't know what you want to do with them, you know what I mean? It's I'll give you one example. I was working, well, this goes back years now. I was working at this place. It was not a small place and not a massive place. It was, you know, good sized company of like 40-ish people working there, or at least when I started. But you know what, it was, started working there after a few months, I started realizing the atmosphere of this place. Now, don't get me wrong, my co-workers and the other employees, most of them were amazing. I mean, we're all part of a big team. We're all very good employees, you know, not too many people fucking around too much or incompetent. So we're all professionals and, you know, like, we're all working, great team working together. All the employees got along really well. But the boss there, the manager, was a complete fucking horse's ass, man. Like, I mean, and I'll explain to you what I mean. First of all, he was installed as the boss. Now, I'm not going to go into explaining what I mean, but I mean, yeah, he was installed as the boss. So he didn't have, I don't think he had a lot of experience to actually be a functioning manager. He was, I mean, the morale was really low. Again, the employees, my co-workers, everybody else, the employees worked together well. But when it came to the management, or specifically my boss, he was like just low, like the company had like low morale. Like it was very toxic. He kept it very, you know, like you're, you know, just discouraging, just everything, just no encouragement at all. Like, you guys are shit. You guys don't know what you're doing. You got to work harder. You got to work faster. Got to work better. Got to make me more money. You got to do this. I'm not happy. We would get like daily shit meetings. We would call them the shit meetings. We're all corralled into the fucking boardroom, almost all of us. And just going down the line like, you know, you're shit, you're garbage, you don't know what the fuck you're doing, and, you know, you're not making enough money for me, and you fuck up, and I'm not happy, and we gotta work harder, and stronger, and faster, and like, my God, man. And the thing is that a lot of, well, most of us, all of us, we were good employees. I mean, a lot of us gave 100%. Most of us gave over 100%. But this guy is like, no encouragement at all. He just, his idea of managing was just push harder, harder, faster, irritate the, he ran the company by fucking fear. It was like a little fucking, like a little Nazi dictator over there, like running the company, his personal fucking dictatorship, you know what I mean? And, you know, it was not good. I mean, people were there, you know, some people were desperate. They couldn't go anywhere else, or, you know, like everyone needs to work. Everyone needs to have a job. Everyone needs like an atmosphere that's tolerable. It doesn't have to be fucking orgasmic, but it's got to be fucking tolerable. If you're doing your job and you're dedicated to your work and you're good and you're a good professional and you know what you're doing and you're going out of your way, and most of us, again, we're giving over 100, you know, 110, 120%. And this fucking guy, his method of managing is just shitting on everybody every fucking day. Like the shit meetings, I call them. You know, that's unnecessary. You know, like, you guys got to make more fucking money for me. Well, for example, I'm hired there on a salary basis. I'm working in a department that is just, like, I can't go and make extra money for the company. I'm hired to do one job. Like, I'm not a salesman, or I'm not a, you know, whatever it is. Like, my job was to get in there, take a salary, do my job, that, you know, things that were given to me, and that's it. So, I mean, how can you make more money for the fucking company when you're working in a department that, for example, you know, I wasn't like a salesman where I can generate more income, you know, day to day, that kind of thing. You hear what I'm saying? You're following me? I know you are. But I mean, this is it, buddy. Like, we're running the company. And by the way, the company was very successful, very productive, very profitable, lots of clients, very, very low error rate. I mean, I've never worked at a place that had an error rate that low. But this fucking guy just would make up bullshit. Like, we're losing money, and we're this, and we're that. We have a whole bunch of fuck-ups, and a whole bunch of this. No, we don't. We can see what's going on in this company. We're not sitting there looking at all the fine print and all the financials and the details and the boardroom with the accountant. But we can see that the company is doing well. Me and 39 other employees can see what's going on in this company. So anyway, what I'm getting to is the fact that this guy, when I started the company, I already had, probably due to another manager, but the company already had a decentable benefits, you know, health benefits, dental, medical, prescription drugs, that kind of thing. It was good. It was okay. You know, and we paid into it, which works. I mean, you know, all the employees got a portion of their paycheck deducted for the health benefits. Perfect. And it was a good thing to have. You know, when you're in your 20s and you're young, you don't really pay too much attention to like health benefits and that kind of thing, because you're young, you're strong, you're powerful, you know. But a lot of the people in the company, you know, middle-aged people, not old people, but I mean middle-aged, and some people who kind of depended on, you know, having a health benefits, I mean, yeah, they're the ones who are using it. And again, nobody abused anything in that place, whether it was your job, time, company equipment, health benefit. Nobody abused anything. Are you kidding? In that place, this fucking Nazi would string you up by your nuts if he saw anything that was out of line. But what I mean is, one day he just fucking decides, I'm going to cut all health benefits. No more fucking benefits for anybody. Everybody, you're cut out. You're on your fucking own. And I understand, like, and we're like, why? What is it? Well, because it's not feasible anymore. It costs the company too much money, and, you know, the company giving us a fucking sob story. Well, you know what? We're losing too much money. And I understand if this was the case, but it was complete fucking bullshit, because we see how the company is behaving and how it's working. We were actually expanding. You know what I mean? More clients are coming in. You're starting to charge more for jobs and production. And I mean, the company was doing well. Anybody can see that it was doing well. Okay, so we're going to cut to the benefits, whatever. But a funny thing happened. Well, first of all, I want to ask, like, out of my own curiosity, you know, maybe I might be ignorant about all the fine details of any given company, even companies I worked at. But I mean, what exactly does it cost for a company of 40 employees to cover the costs of health benefits? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't know. Maybe you guys can contact me at Real Pete Nero on Twitter and let me know if anybody out there knows what the cost in Canada, in Ontario, what it would be to, what the expense to a company would be for health benefits for 40 people. Anyway, whatever. But what I was saying was, the funny thing that happened was, after a few weeks that he decided to cut all the benefits, funny things started happening. The boss is showing up at work with a brand new fucking decked out spanking $120,000 Porsche. You know, the Audi and the cars he had before weren't enough. So now he shows up with a fucking brand new Porsche sitting there right in the middle of the whole driveway, the parking lot, so everybody can see. And his son was working there. Well, sort of working there if you consider masturbation a job, but his son was working there. His son shows up with brand new expensive sports car, and like the whole fucking family was working there. And his wife shows up with a brand, everybody's showing up with all these toys all of a sudden. And then he's going on, our boss decides to go on a month-long European, like, super luxury vacation in Europe for a whole fucking month. That never happened before, but here we are. And by the way, I have to mention that while the fucker is in Europe having his vacation, he would still call us from overseas and give us the shit talk and the shit meeting over the fucking phone. This guy had the balls, even when he's on vacation for a month in Europe, to still call us up. We all have to sit around the speakerphone in the boardroom listening to, my God, the shit talk. Tasteless motherfucking bastard. And other things like, all the toys this guy started showing up with and, decking out his office with the latest and greatest shit. And my God, man, making a... And then, he's got to tell everybody in the company about his house. He already had a mansion before. But like, oh, I redid my whole backyard. I have this fucking massive expensive pool with a huge fucking patio. And I decked out all this shit. And like, the guy is like decking out his house like a Bolivian cocaine fucking drug lord. Like the guy, he wanted to have the lifestyle of a fucking, rich, powerful CEO or like a narcotics South American drug lord. I don't know, man. Basically, we were working our ass off, pushing, going harder, faster. And you know what? You would think like the error rate would be really high in a company where all the employees are being forced to produce like double of what you're supposed to. But it wasn't. The error rate was really low. But this fucker is like continuing to push because we have to keep filling up the bank with money from this company so he can use it as his personal fucking ATM machine, his personal fucking bank account that he can pull shit out and go nuts on himself. You know what? If you want to do that, that's your problem. It's your company. It's your profits. You can do whatever you want. But number one, like the fact that you have to, you can't use a percentage of that money to to take care of your employees, to show some respect, to show some, to your employees, hey, you know what? At least, here's some benefits, right? Like, I mean, the guy would shoot down everybody's request for a decent an appropriate pay raise. I never saw anybody getting a pay raise in that place, fucking ever. Even people who were there for 7 or 10 years. No, can't do it because I don't have the money for it. That was his go-to phrase. I don't have the money for it. You don't have the fucking money for it. But then you gotta make toxicity in the company, like discord in the company, fucking super toxic. It was like emotional and psychological abuse as well. I mean, like if you're working hard and you know you're working well and you have like 40 people in the company who are all banding together and you know that you're working well and the company's making money and the company is actually growing and you're being like, you know how fucking discouraging that is? You don't even want to fucking go to work anymore. I mean, you know, fuck you, fuck your company, fuck your work. The only reason why we're working hard and working well is for our own personal pride, our own personal self-esteem. Like, I'm a professional. I know that I'm good. I know that I know what I'm doing. I'm going to just do my job as best I can for me. You know what I mean? But this fucking guy is just harder, harder, push more, more, more. And I'm going to cut everything from you guys. And I'm going to fucking, you know, like just be a greedy fucking pig. And just, you know, reward myself with a fucking lavish lifestyle that was completely overboard. Thanks to your work and your sweat and your dedication. And on top of that, I'm going to be an even more of a fucking prick motherfucker. I'm going to fucking harass you more. This guy's idea of a management style was just be like run the company by fear, you know? Like, I mean, just fucking shit on everybody all day long, all the time, and they're going to work harder, faster, better, and make more money. That's not the way that it works, buddy. I mean, people just started fucking leaving. I mean, everybody has a limit. The company went from around 40 people to less than 20 before I left, anyway. I mean, just a complete, total fucking asshole, motherfucking greed. I have a lot of venom today. I have a river of rage flowing through me. That's a quote that I got from comedian Mark Maron. I have a river of rage flowing through me. Just thinking about that situation at that company with that boss. Like, what a fucking piece of shit. I don't even know if he's in business anymore. I don't give a fuck about it. I mean, I don't know what's going on. But I mean, you lose half of your staff. You're absolutely garbage. I mean, you're just a greedy glutton pig. Just strip all, you know, decency and strip anything from your employees and just, you know, funnel it into yourself and just run the company like a fucking pig. That's what he was doing. And on top of that, this is another thing that he actually had the balls to do. He one time he suggested everybody writes a timesheet, you know, like for an entire week we had to write a timesheet, a sheet of paper. You write down every motherfucking thing that you do at that company every day, like in 5-minute increments. Now, I've had timesheets before. I've worked in companies where, you know, freelance or contract, timesheets, I'm not a stranger to those. I've done timesheets before. But at a company where nobody, you know, everybody was on salary, it, you know, you have to write down everything that you do. You know why he was doing it? He was doing it to see who was not working at 120%. If you were working at 100% and not 120, he would fucking boot you out of the company. He would fucking, well, first of all, he would threaten the shit out of you. You know, put the fear of motherfucking Christ into you so that you work even harder. I mean, you know how nervous and tense and just so much tension and toxicity and garbage that you plant in a company when you have that management style? You can only push people to, you know, that much. And if you're fucking around, right, you deserve to be slapped into shape by your employee. But if you're working at a company where everybody, like 100% of the people, I would say, are working to their, you know, to very efficiently, to the best of their abilities, going under their way, being dedicated, and this fucking guy just pushes more and more and more. Plus, you know, no fucking raises, no incentive to work, stripping all fucking benefits. You get fucking nothing. The company gives a fuck about you. But you have to be dedicated with blood and sweat to this company. You know what? Fuck off. And I'm going to fucking buy all my toys, which I made because I'm not paying any benefits to you guys anymore. And I'm going to rub these fucking toys in your face every day and let you know where I'm dumping all of the fucking money so I can live like a fucking pimp. I'm a little pissed off at this. And on top of that, I'm going to be an even bigger fucking asshole and give you guys even more fucking shit. Unbelievable. Do you guys, I don't know, man. Let me know. Does anybody out there have an asshole boss or work for somebody who was an asshole boss and maybe even worse than this? Or let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of, well, you can contact me. Best way to do it is through Twitter, @RealPeteNiro. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Send me some messages. Let me know. Give me your opinion. Thank you for being fans. Thank you for being here. And I love you guys so much. Take care. Stay safe. Stay funny. Peace.